from the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. Carnival Glory is the next ship to be taken out of service and chartered by FEMA to house hospital workers after Hurricane Ida struck Louisiana a couple of weekends ago. The ship is expected to be chartered until September 18th, making the return to service date now September 19th. Glory was originally slated to resume cruises over the weekend, but due to the storm damage in the area, the line postponed its return. On Friday, Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line also chartered Grand Classica to power company Entergy for hurricane relief. And Virgin Voyages' inaugural season has come to an end after 3 months operating its Summer Soiree series from Portsmouth, England. The city bid farewell to the Scarlet Lady by lighting the Spinnaker Tower red as the vessel departed the UK for a transatlantic crossing bound for New York City. Starting in October, Scarlet Lady will spend the fall and winter sailing 4- and 5-night voyages from Port Miami. And the former Princess cruise ship Golden Princess is out of dry dock and has joined the P&O Australia fleet under the name Pacific Adventure. She's looking good here. When cruising does resume down under, the 3,100-guest ship will homeport in Sydney. And cruise line stocks were up on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 2.6%, 23.56. Royal Caribbean up 2.5%, 81.46. And Norwegian up 1.7%, 25.05. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.